This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do get involved in the conversation. Head over to the website. You can watch live, listen live. We have a live chat room going. We have all, well, I think we do. We have all kinds of fun stuff going up there. People smarter than I in the chat room. Once you get there, you will see how true that is. Seriously, I mean, I watch some of these questions people ask. I slap myself in the head and go, why didn't I think of that? I'm having the conversation and I didn't think of that. So, again, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, engaged, involved, part of the conversation as a whole. If you want to send me an email, you can send it to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know, and send me an email. You got a question, you don't want to hear your voice. You know, I've had people say that to me. Then you don't have to hear your voice. Send it to me in an email. I'll read it if you want me to read your name, unless if it's a real, like, a racist or bigoted comment that I think is, yeah, I'm going to use your name. Because I want people who live around you to know what a jackwagon you are. You know, I love those people who respond to me on, whether it's on Facebook or other places, and they don't use their real name. They go, what do they call it on Facebook? It's a sock puppet or something like that. You think it's kind of cute? I don't really care. I don't even deal with you because if you haven't got the guts to use your name, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in anything you got to say at that point. Anyway, again, like I say, always a pleasure to have you. Yeah, I could rant on this for a long time because I get so much of it. And some people go, actually, the funny thing about all of this, some people actually go start or make... what do they call it? Gmail, right? These fake Gmail accounts. Just so they can send me one email. Or maybe I'm thinking too highly of myself. Maybe they make it so they can do it with several people. I'm sure there's several, commentators and such that they send it to. You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay, this kind of I touched on it, and I do mean touched on it. I touched on it with our friend, our mad black man from Baltimore, and I think he was about as floored as I was, because I couldn't believe these people were actually making these demands. We've seen it before. I mean, we've seen it on school campuses, these little snowflakes, you know, on school campuses that need safe spaces. They need trigger warnings. I don't know. They need happy faces painted on the wall. Really. So the movement for Black Lives Matter, a coalition of they say that they're a coalition of 60 organizations. I don't know what. They're all associated with Black Lives Matter. They released their agenda on Monday, listing six key demands. The title of the demand list was A Vision for Black Lives, Policy Demands for Black Power, Freedom, and Justice. Now, there were a bunch of demands. These are only a couple of them. I may go to the full list in a second. An end to militarized police presence. I said before, I don't know what that means. I know that there's black BLM groups that want to take guns away from cops. A smart idea. Because the minute the criminals know that the cops aren't armed, they won't use guns anymore either. They won't need to, right? Because the only reason criminals carry guns is to protect themselves from the police. I mean, it makes perfect sense. Retroactive decriminalization and immediate release of all people convicted of drug offenses, sex work offenses, and youth offenses. Since the Black Lives Matter people are hell-bent on not saying all lives matter, I have to translate that into this and say they're not talking about all peoples. They're talking about blacks only. So apparently they believe that there's a large population of blacks who have committed drug offenses, who have committed sex work offenses. You mean they're hookers? Yeah, okay. And prostitutes, I'm sorry, it's a more a softer word or something. Right? And youth offenses, which I don't even know what that is. But really, so because a lot of people plead down on drug offenses so they don't have to go to jail as long, we should just let them go, whether they were selling on an elementary school playground or not, right? Reparations for descendants of slaves. Well, how do you decipher that? How do you know for sure? And I'm going to say no. Because what do we do? Now what are we going to do? We're going to do reparations for Native Americans, reparations for the Japanese, reparations for the Italians, Germans, and Irish that were put in intern camps, right? We're going to do all of that, huh? Well, that makes all the sense in the world, because nobody ever makes any mistakes. Let me ask you a question. If you have truly, honestly been found guilty, okay, of committing a crime, and you're in that black community or part of the BLM, can we get reparations for you for all the damage you've done to that family? Maybe we could take it out on your family. And maybe, what we'll do is, if the daddy of the home is the one that wiped out a family at a liquor store, you know, robbing the liquor store, maybe we can hold the kids, the wife, the grandkids, maybe even the wife's father and mother responsible, right? Why don't we do that? We'll tag them all with reparations. How about that? That sound good to you? Sounds good to me. Hey, it's equality, right? Now you people always screaming about equality. I'm just trying to be equal here. Drastic changes to U.S. educational policy, including free tuition and retroactive forgiveness of federal student loans. How far back should we go? Should my 80-year-old aunt who went to college, should we give her back her money too? How much can we take? How much money you think this government has? Because it's my money. Anybody's paying taxes? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I am going to go throw up and be right back. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side radio show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105. 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
Are back, and it better be American made. I know, I harp on you every night. You know, every chance you get, I know some areas you can't do it. I mean, seriously, let's just be honest about it. I can't buy coffee cups made in the I do because I don't get rid of enough from to worry about it. But you know, you got coffee cups or items, toys, whatever that are made in China that are a third of the price that are made here. And you know why that is? As you've heard Trump say, which is true, we don't hit them with any, there's no fees. It's actually cheaper to import stuff than it is to make it here. There's no tariffs to go back and forth. The imbalance is out of control. If we got that back in control, it just might be better all the way around. So I don't even know, you know, again, That was not the road I was going to go down. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a live chat room going on. As I say and mean, there are smarter people than I in the chat room. So you can find out what's going on up there as well. We were talking about the, God, the lunatic demands made by the, come on, go away. There you go. By the BLM. The demands that they've made, again, they want an end to militarized police presence. I don't know what that means other than I know that in watching what was going on outside of the DNC, that there were BLM groups calling for taking the guns away from the police, just like they do in England. What a bonehead. The guns are not all taken away from the police. Yes, the bobbies, the guys doing the street beats, if you would, are different than the guys that show up in the cars when there's a ruckus. I love this. And the descendants of slaves, they want to put together a panel to decide who gets money and who doesn't. But my question is this on the slavery thing. If the slaves were owned by black slave owners, would they still get reparation? I'm just curious. Because I don't know how many people really understand or realize that in the 19th century, right, in the, come on, knock it off. You know, like I said, I do hate computers. And yes, I do hate computers. In the 19th century, as I've been told over and over and over again, the majority of slaves were owned by blacks. Yeah, go figure that one out. Actually, in the 19th century, according to this article, all slave owners were Democrats. And a lot of the slave owners were black. Go figure that one out. Now, in the 21st century, who has the majority of slaves, you think? Seriously, around the world. All slave owners are Muslims in the 21st century. Come on, give that some thought. If you think about it, across the globe, across the world, right, they're Muslims. Now, you might have black Muslims. I don't know of any Christians that have slaves. I don't know of any Jews that have slaves. I've never read of, if you want to send me links to it, I'd be more than happy to read it. Buddhists? You think Buddhists have slaves? I don't think Buddhists have slaves. So it's just craziness. And remember again, just so and I'm going to beat this up. Some of you are tired of hearing it, but I'm going to beat this up. Remember I talked about the Supreme Court, the Dred Scott ruling? That was back in 1857. It was a landmark decision. The Supreme Court, packed with Democrats, determined that not only was Dred Scott not a citizen, not only that, he was property, but that black people might actually benefit from slavery. Remember, I told you about that earlier, how crazy that was. Now, it wasn't until Republicans pushed through the 13th Amendment in 1865 that slavery was finally abolished in America. Democrats in the South tried to scuttle the new law with Jim Crow laws. Let me reread that to you. Now, I don't want to hear about this switching platforms because there's a line of crap. Yes, crap. Right? The Democrats in the South, they came up with these Jim Crow laws and other rules designed to keep blacks enslaved. And that went down as well. On February 5th, 1866, Republican Representative Thaddeus Stevens introduced legislation to give former slaves 40 acres and a mule, but the Democrats opposed it. They did. I remember reading about this. They fought it. So the Dems fought it. And they weren't having any part of it. No reparations for... See, that's what I think. This maybe... No, we could do reparations for slaves. All right, I'm on board now. I'm on board. But what you have to do is you take all the rich Democrats, and they have to pay the reparations. I mean, you got a lot of them. right? You got Bill Gates. Who's the other fella? Hey, there's a lot of them. Could easily pay reparations to the black descendants of black slaves, since it was their group that kept them around longer, that wanted them here longer, that refused to give up, and around every corner, they fought to keep slavery active. And if you Republicans out there, if you got to stop complaining about the Dems, if you're not reminding your Democrat friends consistently on who put down, who oppressed women, who oppressed black people. Okay? And who led that? Andrew Johnson. President Andrew Johnson. He led the charge. On April 9th, 1866, Republicans of Congress overrode President Johnson's veto and passed the Civil Rights Act of 1866. Republicans passed that? This can't be right. Republicans passed a Civil Rights Act? That Civil Rights Act actually gave rights of citizenship on freed slaves. Now, I'm a hater of Snopes. I'm not a disliker. I'm a hater of Snopes because they never get it right. And even in their attempt to cover their butts, they called Elijah Cummings' comments. they couldn't say they were flat out false, right? They called out Elijah Cummings' comments. Mostly false. He said Democrats are responsible for giving blacks the right to vote, Elijah Cummings said. But Elijah Cummings is wrong. Maybe even high at the time, I don't know. We'll be back. I'm tying these three together because they do go together. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We will be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and that kind of thing. So, I know it sounds like I'm all over the place with the story, but I'm really not. Because it kind of all falls together with how the DNC loves to inflate their side of the story. How do you like that? So the Black Lives Matter is making all these requests, demands. I don't know what it means. It doesn't say anywhere where they'll stop the hostilities. They're just demanding what they want. And what's really funny is they're aiming these things at the white privileged, right? At the white Republican conservatives. When it was the right, white Republican conservatives that fought for your freedom, that fought for your rights, it was the Dems that wanted to keep you in chains. It was the white conservatives, Republicans, that thought you were people, that thought you were human beings. It was the Dems and the Democrat-controlled court that said otherwise. And when your rights were voted for, on the 15th Amendment, giving you the right to vote, not one Democrat voted for you. Okay? So you need to think about that. Now, 39 Dems voted no, while 7 just totally refused to vote. Now, either they were cowards, or they weren't going to justify the cause by even showing up. Now, Snopes almost redeemed themselves here. And what they say, instead of dealing with the spirit of what Elijah said, they're basically saying it's somewhat false because Elijah Cummings never used the words Democrats were responsible for giving blacks the right to vote. You know how they love to play with words, right? So, but they say what was true was the 15th Amendment was predominantly supported by Republicans. No, not predominantly, totally. When you have Zippo Democrats voting for something, right? I mean, if you have Group A that votes 100% for something and Group B that votes 0% for something, you don't say it was predominantly voted on by Group A. You say Group A voted totally, 100% for it. That's what you say. So what Elisha Cummings said was, I guess, you know, since they do it to us, I guess we could do it to them. It was our Democratic Party that pushed open opportunities for me and millions of children across this great country. It was our party that fought for a head start and good schools and made college affordable and championed affordable action, affirmative actions and school desegregation. Funny thing about it is affirmative actions. A majority of blacks say today, they don't want affirmative action. They want to do it on themselves. They want to feel good about the fact that they got it done themselves. See, you didn't have to have affirmative action. All you had to do was enforce the discrimination laws. If you did that, you wouldn't have had to have affirmative action. Right? And school desegregation that passed Social Security and Medicare and that fought for veterans back home, that fought for the rights of workers, made the dream of home ownership possible for millions of Americans. No, they didn't. They made it possible for millions of Americans to end up in foreclosure. They were threatening the banks that if they didn't make loans that were questionable, they were going to shut them down. Go check out history, people. You know, they dangled a carrot in front of you and said, yes, you can have a Beamer, a jet, and a $1 million home. That's right. With no paperwork loans, basically. Right, stated income. They checked nothing. They didn't check to see if you really had a job. You walk in the door and say, I want to buy this $1 million home. They go, great. Do you work? Yeah, I work. How much do you make? How much do I need to make? $200,000. Okay, I make $200,000 a month. There was stated income. They couldn't check you out. So, where was I going with all that? Oh, yeah. So anyway, so he goes on to say, I mean, think about this. The Democrats, according to this one paragraph, are trying to create a socialist utopia. So they go on to say, our party fought for Head Start. See, and all these programs, they sound really good. They all basically fail. First of all, because we already have laws on the books to take care of these things. Secondly, when it comes to education, if you just do your job, if the administrators would stop worrying about who gets more money than who and how much so-and-so is getting paid and what percentages is this, that, and the other thing are, and just do their job teaching the kids, it'd be a whole different animal. And I can give you examples upon example of charter schools. And again, yes, I am a public school trustee. I love the school system. We have our school district's a little different than most. Okay, we do a great job, but we have, and I'm not just saying that because I'm there. You can check it out. We do better than most. But when you take look at D.C. is a perfect example. Before Mr. Obama got in there, they fought for a voucher system. They fought for charter schools. They fought all these things because those kids, 70% of those kids, 72% I think it was, were dropping out of school. They were graduating 28% of all the kids. Parents were screaming that the kids weren't getting an education. They were screaming they needed more money. The teachers, the union, oh, no, we can't teach them the money you're giving us. Which is the mantra of the teachers union in these big districts. Oh, we need more money. Not giving us enough money to teach the kids. Well, to prove it's not a money thing, they go to voucher systems, they go to charter schools, okay? And once they do those two things, guess what happens? Come on, take a guess. That's right. Kids start graduating at higher rates. Kids are learning more. They're being accepted to better schools. You know what happened? Because all of a sudden, the public schools started seeing they needed to compete. They needed to do the right job and not with more money because the charter schools weren't getting any more money. Right? And here's what happens under a voucher system. If the school A, B, and C, and I'm not doing so well in A because the teachers are bad, and I go to school B and I'm flourishing there, the money that A would have gotten for me now goes to school B. Well, so what? It's all about the money. It doesn't matter what party you're in. It doesn't matter what union you're in. It doesn't matter what profession you're in. It's all about the money. The schools didn't want to lose the money. Come on. Right? We're keeping it real on the real side? Seriously? Anyway, he goes on to say they made the dream of home ownership and foreclosure and repossession a possibility for millions of American families, although I added some there. Yes, it's still our Democratic Party, civil rights and voting rights, which is line of crock. As we Democrats, it is we Democrats who fully understand when you take away a person's right to vote, you take away their ability to shape their own destiny. Yes, as much as it is when you steal votes. Look, I love these people say, you know, we don't do that. The people at the DNC say we don't do that. Go look at the stats of how many dead people are registered Democrats as opposed to how many dead people are registered Republicans. So if the Democrats aren't stealing those registrations, then we've got a lot of Republicans smoking crack that are going down and stealing votes by re-registering people as Democrats. Apparently they can't read, speak, or spell. Maybe because they're too high. I don't know. Just a little common sense here. Anyway, he goes on to say that you take away the ability, right, to shape our own destiny, and it was the Democratic Party that fought for women's rights. That's a lie. That is an out-and-out blatant lie. If it was for the Democrats, if the Democrats got their way, women wouldn't be able to vote. And yes, you know the old stereotype? They need to be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. That's about where they'd be in a Democrat home. Because that's all they were good for. They didn't know enough to, they weren't smart enough to vote. He goes on to say, our party understands that blacks, black lives do matter. Now, who's he catering to? If you really believed and understood that black lives matter, you'd stop giving them everything, and you'd give them a decent education, and you wouldn't worry about like in D.C., you wouldn't worry more about the unions and the teachers' unions than the kids. So if you really believe that black lives matter, you would do something. And you're doing jack. The only thing you're doing is keeping them in slavery. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. I'll be back in a minute.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I don't know. No comment.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the... You know, I got some complaints about commercials. And they got to be from socialists, really, seriously. And I know it's tough because it's, I think it's 4 minutes or something. But, you know, I got to pay for the show. Now, if you want to send in, like, a boatload of checks, we can the commercials. It's up to you. And, you know, we believe in capitalism. We're good capitalist people. And so I do appreciate... Look, I get it. I understand. I even hate it when I have to stop the rants right when I'm just, like, right. But sometimes it's a good thing. Let me tell you what. Sometimes it's a good thing that there's a break. Otherwise, I'd boil over, and we probably wouldn't be on the air again. So, you know what I'm saying? Again, like I say, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I appreciate the time that you interact. Please interact. Okay? Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Don't let it go by without getting engaged. Or being engaged, I should say. Anyhow, want to thank you for being involved with me tonight. And I don't know if you know him. His name is Edward Woodson. He's also in the GCN Live lineup. He just sent over a link, and it's Kansas voted their conscience, as asked by Ted Cruz. A pro-Ted Cruz, never-Trumper, lost his election. Okay? Check this out. I'm just taking a real little sidewalk here. He was an incumbent, and he was slaughtered by a pro-Trump challenger. So some of you who are turning on him or think that no way, no how, I think you need to pay attention. I am not saying I love everything Trump does, because I don't. I'm not saying that he's the best guy for the job. You know, I said it the other night. What does it say for our society as a whole when these are the two best candidates we have? Although I'm not so sure that, now that we see it even more and more and more, I'm not so sure that Hillary's in there fair and square. You know what I mean? So anyhow, I want to get back to this. So, Elijah Cummings, again, I told you, I went to Snopes. They had a piece up about him. They said that, what went down is partially true because he didn't really use the exact words they said he used. I mean, just give me a break. Basically, what he said in there is every wrong has been righted here in America by the Democrat Party. Okay? That's like being a fireman and starting a fire so you can come back and put it out so you have something to do. That's what these guys have done. But even that's a bit of a lie for my part, because they didn't fix those things. They fought against those things they created. Right? It was Republicans who gave reparations to the blacks of 40 plus one, right? What was that 40 acres and a mule? It was Republicans who did, Republicans did that. And who took it away? Democrats. Because the minute they killed Lincoln, Jackson gets there and takes it all away. Oh, we'll have none of this now. The guy fighting for the rights, the Democrat fighting for the rights of the blacks. But they're going to tell you that, history will show you that the party switched and those really were Democrats at the time. They just didn't know it. And you guys swallowed this. You guys on the left, I know there's some of you out there listening because you like to poke at me. You guys on the left, you swallow this stuff. And you believe it. I wish I was in sales and knew who you were. I'd make millions off of you. Now, even though Cummings' quote was a bit ambiguous, he appeared to say that Democrats pretty much fought for civil rights and voting rights for everybody, which is a wonderful blanket feel-good kumbaya moment Woodstock statement. But it's totally incorrect. Totally incorrect. Here's the deal. Republicans gave women the right to vote. Republicans freed the slaves. Republicans fought, gave up their lives. And some of you guys out there, I know you don't want to hear this. Tens of thousands of white men with privilege or non-privilege, whatever, died to free black slaves. They didn't have to. Why bother? No, seriously. I'm not joking. Why bother? They were having a good old time in their own houses, in their own beds, in their own farms. Or whatever. Why bother? Whatever goes on down in the South there, whatever they do to black people, none of my concern. Why should I bother? Why? Because they cared. They cared enough to give up their lives. They cared enough to leave their families and know there was a very good chance they weren't coming back. Think about that. Every time you... Black folks want to blame, and I'm willing to go here. Every time you want to blame a white guy for your woes, every time you think the white guy is the devil, remember that there were plenty of whites that were willing to die for you. Yeah, them Yankees. There were plenty of whites that were willing to die for you. And there were plenty of Dems willing to die to make sure you didn't get freedom. What do you think of that? That's reality. I'm serious. I get infuriated by this because I'm... At the foundational level, I've always been a believer. If I lose fair and square, I can sleep at night. I think that's why Bernie's people were just so taken back. They were so tore apart. Forgive my language. They got screwed. And they got screwed in front of their faces. And it was too bad. Deal with it. And not only that, you keep complaining, we're going to lock you out. You keep complaining, we're going to hire people to come in and take your place. If you speak up too loudly while you're here inside the event, we have these white noise filters behind us that are going to drown you out. And every time you say the word Bernie, we've given out cards for people to scream out Hillary. You're screwed. Now, I hope, from what I've seen, forgive me, I hope they have ruined generations of young people from joining the Democratic Party. I want to believe it. Now, the Republicans will screw it up, too. Not the same way. They'll screw it up because they can't decide on anything together. They can't get together on anything. And You know, I'm not a supporter of Trump, if you would. But I know what it's like to fight your own party. I really do. On a local level, obviously it's a much smaller level, but it's all relative. I don't have millions of dollars to throw at a race. I ran for school board 4 times. I fought my party 2 of those 4 times. A little bit the 3rd time, but mostly the first 2 times I ran, it was they ran against me. My own party. I think the 4th time they didn't give me any attention because I figured I was a nut and wasn't going to make it anyhow. They were wrong. I'm like a bad rash. I won't go away. I just keep coming at you. So anyhow, so it's the lies like this that just make me nuts. And until we decide with our Democrat friends that you don't care if they don't want to go to lunch with you anymore, that you don't care whether they're your friends anymore, you gotta at some point in time, people, you gotta fight for something. Stop talking about everybody else fighting. Stop talking about I love you, Facebook warriors. Oh, here we go. You got me. I can feel it welling up inside of me. You Facebook warriors, you get out there. You got all these great sayings on your Facebook pages. You put up these great memes. You talk a great game. I see you nowhere. I see you fighting for nothing. I see you nowhere. I see you back down from conversations. I've even seen some of you Facebook warriors pull your pieces or pull your comments because you've offended one too many person. Yeah, we're going to lose like that. I don't care what side you're on, you're going to lose. When people see you're not going to, and again, you're not beating them. When people see you won't back down, that you stick with it, you stay with it, you keep fighting, they'll back down. Remember, they don't have the stamina. They use all their screaming and yelling on the front end, and then they burn up and burn away. And I'm good with that. And I think you should be too. The Black Lives Matter also drew a lot of criticism, too, and they faced backlash from groups who say the organization is unfairly critical of, well, and even endangers law enforcement. They're really teed off that there's a blue. Now, you'll notice during the breaks, I have a Blue Lives Matter emblem up on the thing, because blue lives do matter. And I'll tell you what, you people who support Black Lives Matter, you need to support Blue Lives Matter. Because whether you like it or not, they protect you. In Dallas, when they were being shot at, they didn't look around and go, well, there's a bunch of blacks over there, forget them. They didn't do that. If you watch the video, what were they doing? They went and they protected black people. And not because they were black, and not because they wanted to look good on camera, because they were human beings, they were citizens, and these guys swore to uphold the law and to protect. And that's what they did. They took bullets, again. White guys took bullets protecting black people. So the minute you start saying that blue lives don't matter, only black lives matter, I'd have to ask you, you mean cops too? Would that be black lives cops matter? Because remember, at the DNC, that party that some of you love so much, when they asked for 1 moment of silence in 4 days, 1 moment of silence, which I think was a last minute thought, for the cops that have lost their lives protecting others, the Black Lives Matter people couldn't shut their mouths for 60 lousy seconds. Which for me, of everything they've done, leads me to have absolutely no respect for them or their cause. Now, I've got to go relax. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I appreciate your patience and your time. I know there's a whole bunch of other stations and shows you could have been watching. But you've chosen this one, and I, for one, appreciate that very much. Remember, we're here every night. Check us out on the web, therealside.com. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.